la 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 la
la la la la
la la la la.
That's what you do when you don't have anything else to say, huh?
Right. Well, it saves money on writers. It's awesome. So a lot of people just do a lot of humming, you know?
Why?
Well, they just like to hum stuff.
Yeah.
Why?
Well, that's in McKelly. Kelly's a 3-year-old. The what I said is that some people, when songs, they just hum.
Mm-hmm.
Why?
Because they don't have any words written.
Why?
Because
they'll die if they don't, Emma Kelly.
Yeah.
Why?
Yeah. Literally, it gets that dark sometimes, Jenna. You think
why?
I'm joking.
Oh, I know you. I bet it gets dark quick.
I try so hard.
You're not known as Miss Patient.
I try so hard to exercise patience.
Are you a good mom?
No.
Oh, that's
I
what
hate theme show song! Honestly, I'm glad you asked that. I talked to my mother yesterday. We went shoe shopping, and I called her. I was just defeated. I was like, Mom.
You seem to have the most joy when Emma Kelly's gone. Like, you know, like, oh, my God, I got the whole place to myself.
I know. I just am so happy because I just feel like all I do, she's 3, and mm-hmm. I keep hearing when they turn 4, they turn into these little love bugs that just want to kiss you in the mouth all the time. And I'm seeing glimpses
why?
Of that. But right now, it's just, I feel like I'm constantly yelling at her. And,
why?
You know, no, stop. It is a power struggle. And
why?
I just said, Mom, I feel like I'm the worst mom ever. And my mother
why?
Said... You know, well, I felt the same way. She said, but I was a bad mom.
Oh,
and, you know,
okay.
And it felt made
so you
me feel
come from
better.
A long line of bad moms.
Well, no, because my mom, she was young. She had me. And I don't remember any of that. But it makes me feel better because I think my mom's a great mom.
Yeah.
And she beat herself up.
Yeah.
And questioned her judgment. And she said, yeah, like when I was 3, she said it was horrible.
Why?
Absolutely horrible. But she said, when I hit 4, it's like a light switch turned on. So I'm kind of looking forward to that because I do feel like all I do anymore is just
yell at
correct her.
Yeah.
And fuss at her. And no.
Wow, she's me.
She took a marker yesterday and just started writing on the chair. And am I not supposed to discipline her for that? I'm
yeah.
like, stop it! You know, it's just constant.
Do you spank?
I try not to. I'm a believer in spanking. It's fine. But I don't want to do it when I am frustrated. I don't want to do it as a knee-jerk reaction to stop it.
To make
it,
you feel
bam.
Better. Yeah.
It doesn't make me feel better. It makes me feel worse. But, you know, as a discipline tool, I'm not against it. I don't mean beating the child to death. But a swat on the bottom is sometimes necessary to...
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
get their attention, but
just drive
well, the end
station.
Of that last video you did when you were screaming at her saying no wire hangers, I don't know, Kelly.
Yeah,
yeah,
you know, and I mean she doesn't always know when she comes into a room.
Can you shut the door?
You know,
God, when she's sweet, she's sweet. Oh my gosh, she's so sweet sometimes. I had a little boo boo on my hand yesterday, and she kissed it, and she wanted me to go lie a boo boo on my hand.
I thought you said a boob.
And she wanted me to lie down. And she
you're such 12-year-old.
Put the covers on me and kissed my hand and kissed my lips. She was just so sweet, and then I'm like. Get off the TV! She was like climbing up the big screen TV. I'm like, it's gonna fall on you, and you're gonna have to go to the hospital.
So the plasma TV attached to the wall. She's
no, it's
climbing
not
on it.
Attached to the wall. Okay. Someone's sitting up in the cabinet.
Oh, you can't do that.
And she can't do that.
Yeah.
So I can't just say, honey, don't do that. I have to scare her.
Yeah.
Don't.
And then afterwards, you're like,
oh God.
Yeah.
Yeah, but then does she start bawling and you have to console her?
No, my yelling is just like whatever, Mom. You know, it's like. Until I bring out the real threats.
Yeah.
The spank.
Like I'm taking away, you know, iCarly or whatever.
Oh,
don't take iCarly away.
Make her go out and get her own Switch. That's what my mom used to do.
Or her own apartment.
Or that. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That works good.
Why?
Yeah. Well, Kelly, you know, all moms have doubts about that. But you're doing the right things. You're reading to your kid.
Miss Spider's Tea Party.
Miss Spider's Tea Party Poo.
One lonely spider sipped her tea and wished for friendly company. Two timid beetles, Ike and May, shrieked, my oh my, and dashed away.
I just had an idea.
What?
You know, reading to kids is so, well, it's fundamental. And it's very important that you read to kids. And I know, Kelly, you get frustrated with all the questions.
Why?
Why not have JC and Al read to your kids, and then they get better at reading? And it kills 2 birds with 1 stone.
Oh, JC and Al get better, not my child.
Yeah.
Huh?
JC and Al get better through repetition.
Why?
This is another point of me, what kid's about to play is story time. And a lot of parents have this, why?
Uh-huh.
Why?
Yeah.
This is a typical, and Emma Kelly comes in with a stack of like 20 books at night she wants me to read. And it was a fight last night to me to get her down to 10 books.
Yeah.
This is how long it takes me to get through one story.
Okay.
Why?
Because they were scared of the spiders because spiders eat bugs.
Why?
Because that's the food they eat. They catch them in their web. 3 fireflies flew in.
What happens if you just ignore the why? Knowing that it's just a sound that she makes.
Yeah.
Just ignore it.
Yeah.
Now, most people, it's not polite to ignore their questions. But if all they say over and over is...
Why?
You know?
Why?
Then after a while, you could just ignore it and just keep going. What does she do? Will she stop you and say,
yeah, she'll turn
no,
the
Mom,
page back.
I asked why back there.
She'll turn the page back.
But why? Yeah.
So she really does want to know why
to everything.
Frogs eat spiders.
Everything.
She's trying to learn.
Spiders
why?
Eat bugs.
Okay.
Spied that night, their spirits high, their tails alight. They spied the web and squeaked in fear. We'd better get away from here.
Why?
Because they're afraid she's going to eat them.
Why?
The spider.
With the spots?
Yes. Four bumblebees buzzed by outside. Please. What?
Why is she sad?
Because she wants company and nobody will come and have tea with her.
Why?
Because they're scared of her because she eats other bugs.
And it was right at that point that Big Owls inexplicably burst into the room and said,
don't blow your hose all over the place.
Well, that's what I read to kids.
Why?
Four bumblebees buzzed by outside. Please come to tea, Miss Spider cried.
Why?
Because she wants them to come have tea with her because she's lonely, honey.
Why is she lonely?
Because nobody will have tea with her. Everybody's scared of her.
Burp?
Why?
Because they're afraid of spiders, because spiders make webs and catch bugs in their webs and eat them. But they don't know she's a nice bug. Well, five jolly faces bobbed and peered. Miss Spider smiled. Her heart was cheered. But then at last she found those mugs belonged to painted rubber bugs. They were just toys.
Why?
Because they're just toy bugs. They're not real bugs.
I toot on you.
Thank you for tooting on me and telling me about it.
Oh, my. And then, of course, Kelly always finishes the story this way.
I am Kelly Raspberry, damn it.
Did you make her call you that?
Yeah.
Yes.
Man, Kelly, it's a tough age. But if they're so inquisitive and they're learning so much, mm-hmm. you just have to keep going
well, she
with
just,
it.
Sometimes I think she's just filling airtime like Al.
Do you? What?
She learned that from her real dad.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Do Big you, Al. You call your mom, right?
Mama.
Okay. Because I saw this little girl the other day that called her mom Jane or Judy or something like that. I don't know. And she was like 8. And I'm like, huh?
Well, that Jenna calls her mom. I call my mom Candy.
That still is
what
kind of.
What's wrong with calling your mom Mama?
Well, nothing.
Hi, Mom.
But calling her, I don't call my mom a doorbell. I mean, you know, even I'm a grown person, but I just call my mom. And some moms don't have a problem with their small kids
well,
calling
I'm from
them
South
by their
Carolina,
first name.
Al, I call my mom Mama, and I call my dad Daddy, and I call my brother Husband.
Yeah.
Wow, you're whistling the stinger there.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, man. So you think 4 is the magic age and everything gets better?
That's what I keep hearing.
Think about when I was a nightmare when I was probably 15, 16.
Oh,
that's what I told my
boys.
Mom. I said, and then I have 1 year of love, and then I have to look forward to the hormones that teenage girls go through. And
no, I had a kid that didn't misbehave a lot. You know, she's a really nice little girl. And 4 to 10, she was awesome.
Mm-hmm.
So you're going to have a good period of 6 or 7 years there.
I look forward to that.
Do you fast forward in your mind when she starts dating and stuff?
I get upset. I've already sent her off to college in my brain sometimes and I start crying.
Yeah.
Because I'm like, wow, 3 years went so fast.
Yeah.
You know, and it's just another 15.
Butterfly,
another 15 until she's dating Al.
Does she look grown up in your head or is she still like a baby going off to college?
Well, I don't envision what she looks like, but I just envision her gone.
That'd be a cool show.
Yeah.
A cool TV show.
Yeah.
Somebody sending off their genius kid to college when they're 3.
Yeah.
I'd love that.
Write that down.
She's my little Doogie Howser.
Oh, you made a dookie in your pants right before biophysics.
Yeah. I tooted on you.
Yeah.
Why?
Why? Crying in the morning. You can watch videos of Emma Kelly. Just go to kidlive.com and type in Emma Kelly and it'll come up. Or just type it in Google, Emma Kelly. Not a lot of babies named Emma Kelly.
No.
So that's Kelly with an I-E.
No.
Oh, she's with the Y.
Why?
Why?
Wait a minute.
She's with the Y.
Really? It's with the Y?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Why did I not know this? Why would you do that?
I don't know why you don't know that.
Why would you do that?
Because Emma Kelly looked better with a Y than with an IE.
Wow. Okay, so she's not named after you then?
Yeah, Kelly is the family name that gets passed down. My daddy's with a Y and his grandfather's with a Y.
Why are you an IE?
Because in the South, boys are Y and girls are IE.
Got it.